Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Dear fellow human beings, star beings, star seeds all over the galaxy and the universe and beyond, in and out of this reality, welcome to the show. This is ET First Contact Radio. I'm your host, speaking Martin Horst. And today I have an amazing guest. He was on the show with me on Sunday with Joseph Mara. And now he is just here by himself. His name is Brett Johnston. And Brett, you have an amazing story to tell. And I want to welcome you to the show. So here we are.
Thank you very much, Martin, for having me on once again. And yeah, Sunday was a really incredible show. I really enjoyed talking to both you and Joseph. And I'm planning on working a lot more closely with Joseph in the times ahead. Him and I definitely hold a very strong resonance of energy together. So I'm very happy to be here today. And thank you for having me on the broadcast.
You're so welcome, Brett. And the chemistry between the three of us Sunday was amazing between Joseph Mara, you and I. It was really amazing and very good chemistry.
Yeah,
the three Syrians. You can find this interview on YouTube. It's called Three Syrians on ET First Contact Radio. If you didn't listen to it, you can do that now or later. So, Brett, to start with the hot topic of today, I have the feeling that a lot is going on behind the scenes.
I would say so, yes. There's definitely a lot of, I guess you could say, magnetics, a lot of vibrations that are coming onto the planet right now. And there's a lot indeed going on. I basically just see more and more each and every single day, more of the everyday people that are rising into their own power. And, you know, if you're looking back at these particular events decades past, you would see that there is always that kind of severity from what you would see several decades ago from where we're going right now. I just see everything on the up and up. I see a lot of liberation happening. And, of course, you're always going to find certain things that may take place that at first may seem quite negative. It may feel like there are certain things that are kind of going into a downward spiral. But it's kind of almost like looking at a piece of paper that's upside down. You just need to turn it the other way around. And you're actually going to see that these are actually just part of a loop-de-loops that are coming up right now. So, I mean, really, a lot of things that are happening, whether it's sociological, economical, political, financial, it's all just starting to uplift a lot more. And the reason why I think that is because a lot of people are going back into grassroots. They're going back into, you know, again, unity-based consciousness and being able to feel that whatever we want to create on this planet is all part of us coming together as an organic, you know, implementation and establishment of everything that we're doing. I mean, when you look at education, I think when a person is actually able to transcend past the modern degrees of education, you know, from elementary school, middle school, high school, even college as well too, and starting to develop new educational systems where it really is about outreach. It's being able to work together as a group, as a community, and the whole world is your classroom. Being able to utilize, you know, the wonderful technology of the internet and being able to connect with people all across the world and learn together and being able to, you know, develop new ideas, new innovations and bring this into the grassroots. It's incredible. And I'm seeing this much more every single day. And, you know, there's just so many innovations and so many new ideas that are coming on all the time. And it's just it really is very hard to catch up with it all. There is so much happening. And I don't really even pay attention much to the mainstream about what people feel is going on anymore. It's really passe to me. So, you know, whatever's happening with, you know, politics and all that stuff, it's passe to me, and I have no interest in it at all. It's basically that, you know, I'm interested more in seeing how we're coming together as a society, how we're coming together on a unified based consciousness, how we're moving into that level of maturity. And politics is just it's an old game. I've never been into it, I've never got into it, and never really will. It's just that you know, I like to talk to people. I don't like to talk to people in suits that are sitting in a commerce or a chamber and you know, just complaining about certain things that need to be done. Those systems are done. I feel they're finished and they're on the way out. And I just don't give those particular systems power anymore. So with a lot of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes is the organic roots, the grassroots that's coming up from the ground level, again, just affecting us tremendously. And again, this has been referred to as the year of unfoldment, and that we're starting to unfold a lot of these new ideas, these new innovations. We're just reestablishing everything pertaining to our society, and we're growing by leaps and bounds.
That's amazing. Yeah, it is. Can you share a bit of more information about the magnetics and the background of it and how they are influencing society, people, maybe a little bit deeper than last time?
Yeah.
Some more profound information about the magnetics that you know.
Yeah. Basically, what's happening is that this is from all of us. And again, it's from a lot of people that are just, you know, society may look at them, or, you know, if you're looking at the medical field, may look at them as people who are disabled. But actually, I find that they are much more able than many of us. I find that people who are very much suppressed into the states of belief are the ones that are quote-unquote disabled. I certainly don't see it from people of this nature that are really just boundless and they are free of any particular type of restriction. You know, people who are schizophrenic, people who are autistic, people who have, you know, bipolarism, whatever, you know, fancy little titles you want to call them. These people are amazing. They're wonderfully amazing people. I have many friends within my circles that have had these quote-unquote labels placed upon them. And they're incredible people to talk to. I mean, they're so open, and they are able to extend themselves into certain magnetic frequencies that really are, you know, beyond scientific understanding right now. As I was talking about on Sunday with you and Joseph, is that a lot of these particular beings, like even us ourselves, in our own way, are seed planters. We're planting seeds into the unified fields of consciousness, and that these seeds are just high vibratory mechanics. How is this done? Well, it's basically talking to different realms of being, different realms of consciousness, and actually creating negotiable forms of seeds that are vibratory, I guess you could say, implanting themselves. They're cording themselves together to fuse timelines together. So all of us are doing this. You have 7 billion people who are doing this constantly. You have the plants, you have the animals, but there are certain people that stand out. And a lot of these people that stand out are the ones that are, quote unquote, the ones that are have disorders. And I find that they are just, they're well ahead of the game. It's not just the idea of feeling that, you know, they're talking crazy or they're doing crazy things, etc. They are basically, you know, very, very tapped in to the matrix. They're very much tapped into the ley lines. They're very much tapped into our grids of our planet. And they're basically doing a lot that a lot of others cannot do. And that's basically just helping to negotiate, communicate, work telepathically, work with energy more directly, visualizing in colors, visualizing in codes, seeing all these you know, siphoned frequencies and light codes coming in from the sun. You have all of these people that are actually arranging this energy within their own bodies. You have other people that are actually calling upon these energies of certain sacred codes, light codes, rays of frequency and light that are actually coming upon the planet, and they're actually able to negotiate with it and actually help to enrich particular areas of the planet without even having to be there. So, I mean, you're really looking at high magnetics that are coming through a very sharp mind, a very sharp mind of consciousness that basically the imagination is the gateway to actually controlling, or not really controlling, but basically guiding a lot of these energies that are coming upon the planet to create a severe state of upliftment. And so everything really within the unified field is being implanted with much more harmonious, unified-based consciousness. And a lot of these seed planters, again, are these particular people that are very, very conscientious of what they're doing. Unfortunately, a lot of them get pretty slammed and ridiculed because they're not able to catch up with what is quote-unquote modernized with our society. But you know what? I give those guys a great round of applause, because you don't have to catch up to the modernization, because that's exactly what slows you down. I think when you're way ahead of modernization, I think when you're way ahead of the status quo, I think when you're way ahead of the trends of what people feel is quote unquote cool, or what's in, or what needs to be normalized, you're well ahead of the game and you're doing so much more for this planet, for yourself, for others, than you can ever possibly imagine. So all these magnetic frequencies of a very high love state are magnetizing and branching themselves together into other particular timelines that are fusing in regards to what we would understand as our now moment. So we're constantly progressing in this collective consciousness of these powerful magnetics that have been assigned, that have been planted in, and that this is helping to generate us on a further momentum, a further transitional state of going further into a unified based consciousness.
Interesting. And these timelines are now merging, as I understand. And there will be a moment, I think, that there will be a unified field of consciousness when time will not exist anymore.
Well, here's the thing. Time never has existed. That's the whole key. Because when you're looking at time, you're simply looking at a measuring device. There's no such thing as time. There's really no such thing as a time field. Basically, all those are just elaborations in regards to how people can relate to what is considered to be the clockwork of causality or continuity. Time has never existed, period. It's basically an invention. It's just, again, like I was saying on Sunday, that if you're taking a meter stick and you're measuring a table, you create a measurement in regards to inches or to centimeters, and you have length and width and depth. But that simply just represents the idea of the convenience of a measurement. So again, time itself is the convenience of a measurement. It doesn't exist. There never has been. From a lot of other people that have shared this as well too, is saying that none of us can actually prove that time exists. You cannot, you know, measure time by looking at your watch and seeing the seconds count down. That's simply looking at a watch and functioning within a program. And that's really not what is when it comes to universal creation. Universal creation does not operate in any particular form of time. Time itself has always just been a convenience for us to understand exactly what we have created based upon the past and the future. The past and the future don't exist. their side effects. They're created through our illusion of functioning within a continuity of consciousness to give an idea of feeling that this is how we need to operate our daily lives. Many, many ancient cultures from, again, here using measurements, from a very long time ago, never really relied on time. They would look at, you know, the sun rising, the sun setting, the moon, phases, and that's basically how they would coordinate themselves. They didn't have digital watches on their hand and or on their wrist, I should say, or cell phones and all that. So again, time itself is one of the greatest illusions. And so when I feel that a person is able to immerse themselves more into event rather than the idea of time, that's where your reality becomes the most prolific. It's where it becomes the most profound. It becomes the most extraordinary. You're not completely attached to the degree of time anymore. You're just so much immersed in the enjoyment of your event. You don't care if the whole day has gone past. As long as you did something that you really particularly enjoyed, there's going to be another day ahead. There's going to be other times ahead. But just being in that moment right now was the caveat to making the enjoyment of those moments worthwhile, because you were not paying attention to the illusion of man-made time.
Yes, I totally agree with you. It's just a measurement.
That's right.
Can you share some light and share some information on the Syrian being that you have contact with?
Well, that's something that I could actually bring him in within the next few minutes, and you can actually talk to him. Basically, his name is Adronis. I made contact with him back in December of 2008, and it was basically through the process of automatic writing, which began my channeling journey. I started all this back in August of 2008, so I've just been doing this for a little over 5.5 years now. So a lot's been happening since then. It feels like 50 years. basically, when I brought him in, I was just told by my friend, who was kind of like a good channeling mentor to me. He was teaching me a lot about channeling. He basically just kind of scanned my energies one day, and he said, "Well, Brad, you feel like you have very strong contact connections to the star of Sirius, and I feel like there's something there that just wants to get a hold of you, get in touch with you. Do you think you would like to, you know, make contact?" I said, "Sure, no problem. I'll connect with it." And I thought I was just going to be talking to a collective or monadic-based consciousness. And as I got into my usual state through automatic writing, I started to connect to Sirius, and this being came through and basically introduced himself as Adronis, and basically referred to himself as a higher aspect of myself. Maybe I could refer to as one of my own aspects of higher self that's coming through. And he basically at that time said, "I'm you 297 years in the future. And basically I've come back at this time to help you in regards to, you know, bringing forward more of your spiritual evolution together, helping you to educate you in this way through the requests that you have always been bringing out. Would this be something that you would be interested in doing?" And I was absolutely in agreement. And he also stated that one of the unique arrangements of ourselves is that as I start to grow and evolve spiritually, that everybody else gets to grow and evolve spiritually who make contact with me. Adronis is very, very open. Anybody can really channel him. I have had quite a few people from all over the world that have actually been able to tap into Adronis, and he's given them some profound insight and understandings. He's also come into the dream planes and helped people in the dream states pertaining to some of their own quote-unquote life adventures. So he's a very, very open conduit. He's a very open band with the frequency, and people are able to connect with him. You'll find actually on my website, consciousmatrix.com, that there are symbols available for you to actually connect with Adronis. One of them that I used when I first started to connect with him involved a blue shield that contained a golden tree of light, like a fractal golden tree of light contained within the center. And that's what I used at first to connect with him. And there's also another particular symbol that I've used right now, which basically represents kind of like an abstract image of the Sirius star, an eight-pointed star with two triangles connected on the left and right side of it. And that's another particular form of symbol that one can use to connect with him. But he basically represents a sixth density consciousness. And I don't expect people to, you know, care too much about density and dimension and all that stuff. That's really not important. It's basically that some people get an understanding of the level of consciousness that he's emerging from. He literally exists within the star of Sirius. He's basically light himself. And he basically has a strong connection with me, where we kind of function as two minds. There's my current mind right now as Brad, and almost within a couple of seconds, I'm able to switch over right to Adronis's mind. And that's been the nature of our relationship. It's just strengthened and strengthened more and become a lot more instantaneous in regards to connection as these past 5.5 years have come by. So it's just been an incredible journey. I never thought, you know, if you asked me 6 years ago, if I was doing something like this, I could not imagine it. I could never be doing something like this. Are you kidding? You know, and you know, over 5.5 years later, here I am right now, doing this amazing, amazing work. And so Adronis has really been a blessing to me, and has shared out of this world wisdom I can't even fathom. It's been a 180-degree transformation in my life. I love everything that I do about this, and it's just been a real blessing to have him connect me in this way, and you know, bring him forward in this type of interaction.
Okay, Adronis, can I ask you a question?
Oh, did you want me to bring Adronis in now? Okay.
You can, yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll bring him in. So yeah, any kind of questions you like, by all means, feel free to ask away, and I'll bring him in, and he'll introduce himself, and then you can fire away. So I'll just be 1 second. We are here at this time, and we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis from Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular broadcast being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. We would like each and every single one of you at this time to allow yourselves, firstly, to relax, take a deep breath in through your nose, take a deep breath out through your mouth, get comfortable, and tune in to the vibrations of Sirius so that you may synchronize, harmonize, and align to all of the information that we have to share. Also understand that all of the information that we shall provide through this dialogue today of your time is simply that of our perspective, our point of view. For all knowledge, all information, all creation itself resides within your very heart, being, and soul. So we say hello to Martin. Thank you very much. And how may we be of assistance for you today?
Well, Adronis, I know that I'm also a Sirian. I just want to start with myself.
You are a Sirian, but you're also human as well, too. So you're a human Sirian. You're also, in that sense, Arcturian in energy. You also hold, shall we say, particular connections to that of what you would know as Lyra. So you hold many different facets of energy through yourself, but you resonate very strongly in regards to the relationship of the connection of Sirius. So from one Sirian to another that is human on this planet, hello to you.
Hello to you, Adronis, and welcome to the show. And this is actually the first time on my radio show, which is called ET First Contact Radio, that an extraterrestrial being has spoken to the people.
And we are happy to allow this arrangement to take place today, and we thank you for this arrangement.
You're so welcome, my dear friend. Now, a lot of is happening around the world and in the world. And
beyond, yes.
From a Sirian perspective, how do the Sirians see that first contact will happen? How will it take place in Europe?
The whole idea is that you are an initiate precursor to, shall we say, an aspect, an extension of our own family that is working towards the cycle of maturity in order for first contact, as you put it, to be brought forward. The whole idea right now is that all of you are just simply going at a pace to understand exactly how your world as well as your celestial roots are connected together, how to understand them, how to acknowledge them, how to utilize them. Because again, many of you still feel that you are ultimately limited when we have told you since, shall we say, the past approximate 5 years of your time that you are ever expansive and that you are ever unlimited. And so the whole idea is for you to become familiar with the ultimate potential that you are. And again, that is, shall we say, understanding of knowing that you're potentiated in this degree. It doesn't mean that infinitely and instantly you will get this. But the whole idea is realizing that you do not self-restrict yourself any further. Whatever you decide to do in life, you all have the capability to do it. That's no joke. That's no lie. That's no, shall we say, exaggeration. That is the 100% truth. that you are able to do anything you wish on this planet. And once you human beings are able to do that, where you decide no longer that you want to give power to governments that do not have your interests at heart, when you realize that you are able to empower yourselves by assisting yourselves, by being comfortable in your own skin, shall we say, by understanding the inner self tapestry that you hold, and you begin to radiate all of that light towards the planet, you are within the compatible arrangement at some point to literally, shall we say, radiate that light out beyond your planet into other dimensions, into other realities, into the cosmos itself. We are simply taking the aspect of when you say, we're ready. We're waiting for you to decide this is the green light, and now we're able to commence as a species, as a civilization, to bring ourselves together and to welcome our star family to come upon the planet to introduce themselves. Many of you need to be ready. It's not the whole idea that some of you are going to be ready and this is going to produce a global first contact. This is incorrect. The whole idea is that certain groups that are ready will have certain group-based contacts in regards to certain forms, whether these be elemental beings existing in different dimensions, whether these be inner earth beings existing in different dimensions, whether this be extraterrestrial consciousness existing in different dimensions. We're all able to basically work together with you, but we need to take your cue and find out exactly how ready you are, because really all we are doing is being observational. We are simply facilitators. We are helping out more so in the background in that degree, pertaining to, shall we say, certain ground crew work. We are also helping out in the background in regards to, shall we say, particular, shall we say, energetic magnetic facilitation taking place across your planet, around your world in that sense, working together with certain forms of energies, helping to facilitate your world in regards to successful navigations past, shall we say, speed bumps that may often come through pertaining to celestial travel as you are traveling through space right now. So we are, in that sense, facilitating a great deal of responsibility behind the scenes. There are particular beings that you would know as incognito extraterrestrials that basically look very much like you that are operating on your planet right now. There are approximately 17 that we are aware of, different extraterrestrial groups that are not naturally born on your planet that are upon your planet right now, and that they are working together in tandem with you behind the scenes, very, very subtly in that sense, being very nonchalant pertaining to their presence, and in that sense working together with other particular beings where they feel, wow, this is just a really amazing human being. Well, they are in that sense human beings, just human beings of a different type. And so many of you are walking past these beings all the time, every single day that you exist. They are amongst your cities, they are amongst your countries, they are amongst, shall we say, even in many of the most remote areas of your planet. So again, these particular beings all work together in harmony with the Earth and with yourselves to assist in the upliftment of your world. As Brad has stated earlier, that there are many seed planters contained upon your world that are planting these higher magnetics of vibration that are helping to uplift the sub-octaves of energy upon your planet into different dimensional constructs. That's basically the goal right now. So our perspective as Sirians in that sense is that we are seeing our star family extended to Earth in all the grand ways and all the continuums that you all prosper from in different realms. We're starting to see you grow. We're starting to see you advance. We're starting to see you evolve. And we are, in that sense, very pleased to see the tranquility, the beauty of how the universe expresses itself specifically through the extensions of our star family contained here on planet Earth.
All right. And now I would like to ask a question about these 17 groups.
Yes.
Are they also involved in missions to liberate the planet from darker groups and energies that are not wanting to give up the control?
This is correct.
But in that how sense, are they doing that?
what we are doing is not in that sense particularly face-to-face negotiation. Much of the work that is being done is what you would understand within your own astral realms, within your own dream states in that sense. Many of these beings that have felt that they own the planet in that sense have been under, shall we say, continual negotiation from many different beings ever since they began this endeavor for thousands and thousands of years. That through the idea of many different kings that had betrayed their people and felt that they themselves were God among men, we have talked to these particular beings in regards to their own sleep patterns. But because they are so traversed in the point of fear, much in regards to those negotiations have not taken place. And so where negotiations cannot be brought forward to an individual or a group of individuals, the whole idea is that the magnetics pertaining to scenario changes. And so this is why, shall we say, since your post-atomic era, that many other beings that are, shall we say, incarnating upon your planet have come from these, shall we say, very harmonious realms of consciousness, and that they have decided to incarnate, some of them, for the very first time on your planet to transform the entire landscape of what Earth is now becoming, which is becoming a unified populace. So that's basically what's happening right now. Many of these particular forms of negotiations in that sense have become much more minimalized because now what they are starting to discover is some of these particular beings that have had, shall we say, these particularly oligarch scenarios, these particular beings that in that sense are dominant in that level, are now starting to, shall we say, give in to the idea of working towards the benefit of their own unified populace. So many of them are starting to have a change of heart because they are noticing that their empires are crumbling. And so they are joining much in regards to the harmony of the unified populace. Some still are not. But in time, it won't matter because even how hard they attempt to bring their empires together, they are crumbling. It cannot be fixed. It cannot be, shall we say, remedied to the point where the empires are restructured again. They are falling, and it is, shall we say, such a momentum that it will never be able to be picked up again, ever, on your planet. And so again, this is what they're realizing. But again, it's very similar to seeing a crumbling tower falling apart where these people are basically holding up the structures themselves thinking that they can save it, when it basically is at the point of, shall we say, an increased downfall. And that downfall will overtake them. They can either put the rest of the structure down and join unified consciousness, or they will basically, in that sense, collapse and, shall we say, perish with the rubble. No one's doing that to them. They're simply just doing it themselves. Here's the thing. All of these beings that you would consider to be your oligarchs, your cabals, your elites, in that sense, were never ever meant to create a dominant form of platform here. They basically represent the energies in regards to what you would know as misalignment. In regards to such experiments as this, you have, shall we say, different polarities of consciousness, and that they needed to represent the extreme of one level of consciousness, whereas there are others that you may consider to be very white in that degree that operate in very positive alignments of consciousness. This is basically to create contrast upon your world. And again, this is the whole facet of how you are, in that sense, understanding it. They're simply here as props. That's been their entire function. They're simply here to show you exactly what you humans are capable of when you work together. When you don't work together, their energies seem much more prominent. Now that you're learning that lesson, rather than feeling that you are constantly giving away your energy to these beings, you are now empowering yourselves. You're now starting to get to know exactly what you're capable of, and now you're able to transform yourselves into a unified based populace. That particular lesson no longer applies. It becomes nullified. It advances itself back into the wholeness of yourself so that you now no longer know what you don't need to create, and now you can allow yourself to advance into what you wish to create. So again, they have been a prime example of lesson to helping you understand, all of you together, what you don't want. This is not for somebody else to do for you. Nobody else is going to fix your life. Nobody else is going to transform you into an advancement. No one else is going to cancel out your belief systems. This is your job. It's not anybody else's. And so this is basically what we are saying, is that as you all come together into personal empowerment, you will see a transformation of a grand scale continue to propagate and transition within your reality. It's not for anybody else to do. It's not for us to do. It's not for any other extraterrestrial race to do. It's not for your neighbor to do. It's not for your family, your friends to do. It's for you to do. Only you can do it, because you are your own universe. That is the understanding.
All right. Well, that sounds very intriguing. Now, before first contact takes place, there will be disclosures of the existence of extraterrestrials, as I understand from many different sources.
Yes. Happening upon your planet right now.
Sorry?
That is happening upon your planet right now in regards to certain levels of disclosure. The whole idea is that it's not about it reaching the mainstream. It's more so on the idea that more people that are actually able to voice this out become their own personal mainstream. And so as long as you realize that other civilizations exist, that's all that matters. It's not for you to try to convince other people of feeling that other civilizations exist, because let's look at the facts. Since many decades passed, you have had more overwhelming evidence of other civilizations that have visited your planet for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, still to this day in certain forms of subsequent denial by many of your mainstream scientists, by many mainstream skeptics. It doesn't matter anymore, because again, those particular beings will completely stay within the philosophy and faiths like a religion, based upon the old paradigm that is sinking. They're basically staying with a sinking ship. If they are, in that sense, unwilling to hold out their hand while you are extending your hand and they want to go down with the ship, that's their choice. And that's basically what's happening. So again, everything that's taking place upon your planet is not meant for you to go on top of the highest mountain and shout and saying extraterrestrials exist for everybody to hear it. Not your job. The whole idea is that as long as you realize that other civilizations exist, you've done your job. That's it. You can always share, you can always suggest, but you do not need to feel that you yourself are solely responsible for convincing the entire planet that other civilizations exist. You can't do that. It's not possible. So the whole idea is, as long as you know that other civilizations exist, you will then attract other particular people that realize other civilizations exist, and you can then create these groups of personalized contacts that allow these people who are in alignment with such contacts to take place. And that's why there are certain levels of group-based contacts taking place right now. So that is the quote-unquote disclosure, is that you're all coming together for those of you who are in alignment with each other in some form relating to what you understand does exist in regards to extraterrestrial civilizations, in regards to elemental consciousness, in regards to other different dimensions of being. Because believe us when we say there's a lot more going on than just extraterrestrials, a lot more. And so again, this is a whole world for you to explore. All different dimensions, all different realms of being, spiritual consciousness. On a grand level, you haven't even been able to touch a fraction of it yet. And so again, there's so much more to explore as you come together in rapport to whom you attract based upon the relationship of that form of community that's taking place.
Now, there has been some people that have been saying, also through channeling, that at some point, the benevolent ETs, like the Syrians and the Pleiadians, will take over our media channels and introduce themselves to humanity. Will this happen?
No. The whole idea really is that, again, nothing is really breached into that point for beings that are unable to handle it. Now, again, we understand that there's many different forms of stories that you feel that, well, maybe eventually they'll take over the TV sets. Maybe eventually they'll take over the internet and they'll start talking to us. No, we won't. The whole idea is that we are talking through all of you. And so that through you, we are talking. Through Brad himself right now, we're talking to you. We did not just demand that and decide to come on the air, take over your radio station and saying, oh, it is now Sirius FM. No. The whole idea here is that we have been brought in regards to express permission. We do not operate in that level, because to operate on such a level is no different than your level of dictatorship or tyranny. And that's not what we're attempting to impose here. It's not about us. And again, that's very, very important. And this comes from many different civilizations that are working alongside all of you right now. It's not about us. It's about you. We are simply here functioning as guides. We're simply here to helping you in regards to assisting you with a walkthrough. We're not here to take over your planet. We're not here to take, in that sense, all the baggage in regards to what you're going through individually and collectively. We don't want that. So again, many other beings that are working harmoniously with you are working together in that way in regards to the state of permission, of working in the ways of asking. Because we're always happy to be of assistance, but it's not about us. It's not about thinking that, again, we're going to take over everything and you need to know 100% that other ET civilizations exist. Believe us when we say that this is not our first rodeo. This is not our first trip into the cosmos. This is not our very first planet that we're helping to uplift. We have encountered many different civilizations from many different worlds, and we have done this over and over and over and over again. Believe us when we say we kind of understand the protocol here, and it's never involved us imposing ourselves beyond your free will to actually come upon your planet and saying, "Hi, human beings, we exist." No, that is completely incorrect, and we will not do that. We work through you, and we take our cues from you. That is how it will always work for those that are in favor of unity-based consciousness to be acclaimed on your world.
That's a very intricate answer, very interesting. Okay, now I would like to ask Donald if he has prepared the music, because we were speaking about magnetics. And I have selected music from Indra, which is called Magneto. So if you are ready, Donald, then we can hear Magneto.
Thank you.
All right, my friends. Welcome back to ET First Contact Radio. Welcome back, Brett Johnston. Yeah. And your higher self or the Syrian being was just speaking to you. Does this being have more information to share with us?
Yeah, I basically kind of wrapped it up with him for now, because I think we're probably running short on time. But yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of information that he has shared relating to like one's own personal self-empowerment, self-growth. Adronis really sees that the future is very, very bright for a lot of us, basically. And it's basically just kind of looking at how you would understand a mentor. And that's why he's referred to as the multidimensional mentor, is that he really doesn't want to do things for people. And it's just it's basically showing how well you can empower yourself. And so his primary focus has been a lot on self-empowerment, helping people to really empower themselves, realize their own potentials, realizing their own greatness. And that's been a lot of my own philosophy as well, too, is being able for people to understand exactly how powerful and amazing and incredible they are, and not feeling that just because there's belief systems of restriction that that has to be your whole life. You know, you're a very unique individual here in this life, and why not work to express yourself as best you can in that way? That's really been a lot of his philosophy. He too has also stated that, you know, within the next, you know, few decades, it's going to be an entirely different type of Earth. The Earth that we understand right now will be nothing like the Earth that we would understand, let's say, in about 50 years, where there a lot of us will be starbound. There will be a lot of different forms of people being able to, you know, visit the cosmos, and you know, just nothing really too far, but you know, being able to actually go beyond Earth, perhaps to certain orbital stations, to the Moon, perhaps even to Mars. These are all just beginning phases of really ushering in a new society. It's also just going to be a lot more transitional in regards to the feeling of how we understand exchange on the planet. That there's going to be a lot of barter and trading relating to different forms of communities that I think a lot of different alternate currencies are coming forward, ones that are really uncorruptible. I think Bitcoin had a really good move with that, but I know right now they're going through some difficulty, but they're not done for yet. There's all kinds of different forms of exchanges and policies, so to speak. It'll be much more in regards to the service of the planet and working together with the Earth and helping to clean her up and get a lot of these particular toxins out of the oceans, out of the air, cleaning up our food, to encouraging people to grow more food, you know, to cultivate. It's such a beautiful world for what he has described. And so basically he's showing us what's ahead, but basically enjoying working with us one at a time to really see exactly what potentials we all hold.
All right. And will there be these technologies that the Galactics have, will it be shared with humanity, and will there be prosperity funds and abundance?
Well, the whole idea is that many of these technologies are actually under lock and key right now, and that through enough pressure of the people, a lot of this is going to be coming forward. Right now, I feel, from what Adronis has also said within the next few years, that a lot of the Tesla technology is actually going to be coming forward, the Tesla towers, and actually being able to, bring forward free electricity for everybody, probably within the next decade here. It all just depends, because there's still a lot of suppression efforts to try and keep this technology under wraps, but it exists. I mean, you know, just we have all of Tesla's papers, we have all everything that he has created, and we know this works. And so I think that's really the best place to start, is, you know, that kind of wireless technology that really eradicates all of the electrical wiring that we don't need anymore, the telephone poles, and that's going to be obsolete in the next few years. I think right now we're just kind of still moving into the innovations of solar technology, wind technology, et cetera. But those are going to be very short-lived. I don't feel that that's something that's fully 100% sustainable, because a lot of people want to fall back on that because there's a marketing ploy to it. It takes a lot of money to generate, you know, all those solar panels and wind turbines, et cetera. And that's not really a long-term goal. I think that's just a transitionary cycle as we move into something a lot more profound. So I feel that, again, what we're moving into right now is a lot of technology that are basically, I don't want to say free energy, because it will take money to build like these towers and stuff like that, but much more cleaner alternative energy that's much more abundant, that will bring forward a lot more opportunities for people, different forms of technologies, absolutely. You know, we do have the ability to time travel right now. We do have the ability to create anti-gravitational vehicles. All of these exist. We're actually able to heal with light and sound right now. You know, there's even times where people are actually able to get off diets almost entirely and live off completely harmonized frequencies of light and sound. That exists. So, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how incredible the next, you know, couple decades are going to be, because it will be an Earth like unlike anything else we've seen.
Wonderful. Well, I think also that 2014 is going to be a very special year with some amazing events. How do you see that?
Yeah, I definitely see it with a lot of amazing events. I basically see certain things. I'm almost seeing like actually countries kind of almost like kind of shaking hands and basically creating these different types of unified cooperations to actually work to where together and create and helping to clean up Mother Earth a lot more. I see a lot more, you know, kind of animal safety groups, so to speak, preservations of certain wildlife, you know, prevention of extinction of any of these particular animals, that there's really going to be a new type of enforcement that's coming through. I feel that there's going to be a lot of passing of laws, and it's not going to be through the delusions of the UN or anything like that. It's going to be basically more of an earth-based, you know, grassroots organization that really is, you know, utilizing their own abilities of resources and their own abilities of the people to come together and saying that we're no longer going to stand for this. And they basically have to create a counterbalance for this. And I feel a lot more of that's going to be coming in. I do feel that there's going to be, again, a lot of really neat inventions coming forward in regards to the increasing of health, in regards to further healing with people with cancer, with diabetes, with all of these. All of these are really just starting to be at the pioneer point of coming forward right now. So, I mean, we're looking at a really great year of innovation, of unfolding a lot of new ideas. I mean, again, everything is just being developed so quickly and so prominently right now. So really 2014 really represents to me an inventive year, a year with new idea, with new solution, unfolding the potential that we have.
Well, I'm very excited about it. Are there any closing comments you have before we have to go to the next program on BBS Radio?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there might be a lot of people interested in talking to Adronis personally, and this is something that you can do. You can just go to my website. It's consciousmatrix.com. That's consciousmatrix matrix.com. And I do private one-on-one sessions and group sessions with people who want to communicate with Adronis. And so that is something that's available to you. And there's a lot of other great stuff on the website, so feel free to check that out. And again, my thanks to Martin and to everybody at BBS. And thank you very much for having me on today. And looking forward to speaking to you guys again soon.
You are always welcome to come back to the show, Brett. And you have been an amazing guest. And again, you have shared some very insightful information. And then there's something I want to tell the listeners. I have had a wonderful healing session, I would recommend to Google Misoko, MISSOKO, and the first page that you come in Google will be a Facebook page, and you can contact this lady. She has amazing abilities. She does Mayan card readings and rituals. She does amazing work with numerology, and she can do healing sessions on distance. So please contact Misoko. It really helped me to get rid of some old energies, and it really helped me. And I'm very happy with her. So go to Google and type Misoko, MISSOKO. And the first Facebook page you will find on Google is her group on Facebook. It's her page, and you can contact her there. So thank you for listening, my friends. All the best to you, and don't forget to listen on Sunday on Finding Voices Radio, where I will have again an amazing guest. Love and light to all, and thank you, Brett.
Thank you.
And thank you, BBS Radio.